Well, hey, everyone. We are here at the Outrageous Love Conference in Hagerstown, Maryland. Woohoo! And we're having a blast. I'm telling you what, it has been phenomenal. And we're actually sitting here with Linda and Gordon, Brother G. Henderson. Oh my gosh, with Banners of Worship Incorporated. And I am telling you what, these banners are like you've never seen before. They are absolutely stunning. They're anointed. And we just wanted to chat with you guys today about basically your testimonies first, because come on now, when we testify, right? I mean, we're just giving glory to the Lord. So I want to hear about how you came to know the Lord, and then we're going to tap into how you were inspired to do the banners and how you get the designs of the banners, because they're not like what we've seen before. I mean, again, they're anointed.
Yeah.
Whoa, they are anointed. So, Brother G, we'll start with you because you have an amazing testimony.
Well, praise God. I guess the way it really started is I actually came to the Lord Jesus Christ probably about 34 years ago, right when I married Linda.
Linda. Praise God.
Linda, well, the Bible says that whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord, so she's my good thing. Amen.
Amen.
But then as the years were going along, life was good, and then in 97, I was struck and hit by a car inside of a mobile gas station. At that time, I went through 9 surgeries, 2 bone infections. They weren't sure they were going to be able to save my leg. And Linda, at the time, was taking care of her father, dying of pancreatic cancer, and me in a wheelchair at the same time with 10 steel bars through my leg. And during the night seasons, I would find Linda downstairs in our family room, and she would be sketching, and the Lord was showing her what to make, because what the devil tried to bring for our harm, the Lord God Almighty's turning around for our good. I mean, it's just the testimonies of how neighbors came and gave us food, and how next door neighbors paid my medical insurance of $900 and some a month for 13 months, and just how when it all got started, another couple at our church offered to do a web page. Another couple offered to help do the taxes, and just how everybody, how it's the favor of God. And the last 14 years, we've been living like this because I had to retire early. I am on disability, but it's just how God has caused everything to come to the fullness, and He's in control, and He's been taking care of us through the banners.
Wow.
Yes.
So, I mean, don't you believe that the Lord has His people at this time just at a place where we are solely dependent on Him?
Yes.
You know, and not the job or the career or anything like that. Don't you feel that, honey, too?
Yeah, and then it just shows me how God has instilled creativity into people. And God gave you this idea, that God gave you this anointed way to worship Him, and also to bless the churches and bring in them into a revelation that a lot of them didn't have.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But I guess what I'd really like to say is I just want to give God all the glory and give the Lord all the praise, because it belongs to Him. And that I thank God for Linda. She is, a lot of times when I read Proverbs 31, it even talks in there where she sows and her hand is with the thimble. And every time I read that scripture, it reminds me of Linda. And she's just been a really blessing. And I, you know, through all the surgeries, they actually made her a nurse, where she had to change my bandages. She had to put the PICC line in my arm. And for 2 years there, it was really tough. But I really thank God for her, because she stuck by me. And now here we are traveling around the country, lifting up the name of Jesus, because it really needs to be taught on in the body of Christ today of what we're doing, because of the symbolisms and the colors. It's all backed up with the Word and the banners. And one of the things that Linda and I really love is there's a lot of scriptures about the banners, but one of them that I really love, and it's in Psalm 60, verse 4, and you can look at it in the King James or whatever version you would like to look at, but this is what it says. This is the Lord speaking. For those that fear my name, let the banner of the Lord be displayed because of the tree.
Wow.
Now that's God's word. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we kind of feel like, I kind of feel like Paul, you know. Paul was a tent maker, we're a banner maker. And it's like the Lord Jesus is just taking care of us and telling us where to go. So I just want to give him all the praise. And we want to get his name lifted up. Because the more that we can get these little banners in people's homes, the more that we can get them into the nursing homes, the more that we can get them into the prisons, just think about how much that anointing is going to flow in different places. And that's even going to help our community and even help our country to help bring people back to Christ. Because that's what it's all about.
It really, really is. I mean, Linda, I mean, what inspired you? Banners? I mean, you know, it's not a very popular thing, you know, and it really needs to be. Like you said, Brother G, it needs to be everywhere, you know.
Well, I tell you, at the time that the accident took place, we didn't really know which end was up. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what our future held. But we saw firsthand the faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. He took care of us in ways beyond what we could ever even hope or imagine. And bit by bit, he just unfolded a whole series of events that supernaturally transplanted me from working part-time in a dental office to doing this full-time and mentoring young girls. So it's been a blessing in that way, too. We had two boys. Now we have lots of girls over the years that have completed everything. And we've taken them on a journey to know the Lord better and to mentor them in some of their life decisions and that sort of thing. And it's just been a blessing all the way around. There is a ministry aspect to it. It's become our livelihood, but the ministry is where our heart is focused.
Now, like, does the Lord download, like, pictures, visions for these banners?
Yes, that's the way it started. That's the way it started. I would see things, I would see bits and pieces, and then I'd look in the fabric store to see what I could find that would even be close to what I had seen. And I was running out of options. The fabric stores just didn't have it. And then God sent someone out of Boston who called me out of the blue and said, I'd like to come to your shop because I do the craft, the different items for Hancock Fabrics, Joann Fabrics, G Street Fabrics, all the fabric stores in our area. And he says, I come down once or twice a year, I'd like to come to your shop. And I laughed. I said, I don't even have a shop. And he said, I'll come to your place.
God,
so he did.
Awesome.
And he opened the way for me to begin to get fabrics and trims and things from all over the world.
So could you sew before? I mean, were you an avid sewer, made clothes and all this other stuff, or was it just like, really?
I did do some of that. And one time I thought about going into fashion design, but it just didn't ever work for me like that. But I was always kind of arts and craftsy. So I would see things and try to replicate them or see new things in my mind's eye and put those together. So what happened is the pastor at a church said, can you make me two banners? I said, I've never made banners. He says, I'd like some for Christmas. And I said, I'm not exactly sure. He says, just do the best you can. So then they went over really well. He wanted me to make some more for Easter. And then we had pastors from churches that come in to see the special production that they had. And they were asking questions. And they wanted to know where they could get banners like this. So all of a sudden we found ourselves launched into an avenue that was completely foreign to us. But God had ordained from before the beginning of time. So we're just so excited that we found the right path. It took a series of events to get us, I believe, where God really wanted us to be. And at first you could think they were just difficult things and couldn't see how God would even begin to make it work for us. But he did. He had a plan all along.
Wow. You know what I love about the Lord? Everything. Right, honey?
Right.
But you know, all it takes is one God idea. You know, we've been hearing that so often, right, honey? I mean, even Rhonda Brown was talking about that.
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You guys were seeking for an answer. God gave you that answer. And it's just been a blessing to see not only the adults, but the children out there. And they're being raised up a generation who understand the significance of the banners. And it's just awesome.
It really is, you know. And Brother G, you had mentioned, I just love that. Brother G, come on, give me a JC, you know. I love it. But, you know, you mentioned about colors, and we know that in the Bible, colors are so significant, as well as numbers and so forth. So tell us a little bit about what some of the colors mean, because we're sitting here where all the banners are, and the array of colors, I mean, like the rainbow, and they're elaborate and shiny and radiant and glowing, you know. So tell us a little bit about the colors.
It really comes down to all of creation shows forth the glory of God. Mm. So when you look at different things in creation, you can see there's a pattern to it. Mm. And you can see the purple is for the royalty, and the gold, like for the sunshine that comes up in the morning, shows the glory of God anew and fresh every day. different things like that. The red is for the blood, and orange is the productiveness, white is the holiness. A lot of combinations like that that you can see. Then you can start blending the colors together and getting special, unique things for your own prophetic arsenal of worship weapons.
Yeah, and you see the prophetic in this. Mm-hmm. You know, tell us a little bit more about the power of the banner.
Okay, Sister Fran, Linda and I, about 2 years ago, we were invited to a conference in Jonesboro, Georgia. You guys are from in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove all the way from Virginia and we went to this conference. Well, we got down to the conference and there weren't that many people, but we were having a wonderful time in the Lord anyway. And they had this apostle there by the name of Apostle Veronica Smith. And they had brought in about 60 kids from Charlotte, North Carolina, young teenagers. And I was up front and we were just, worshiping. And Veronica asked us to be praying for this young girl. And this young girl was going through a lot of abuse and everything, but I didn't know the situation. I was just praying. They asked us to pray for her. And I saw that young girl go over at the big blue Jesus banner. Well, it's a red one up there now.
Mm.
And she fell and gave her life to Christ.
Wow.
At the foot of that banner.
Mm.
And I said, Lord God, if I came here for nothing, I drove all the way from Virginia to Georgia. Heaven is rejoicing
mm-hmm.
as that young girl gave her life to Christ because she saw that Jesus banner.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back, Alan, and I was rejoicing, man. I had the praise and worship music on. And,
the dance going on.
Oh, yeah, in the spirit, because is it a business? Yes, but it's also a ministry.
Amen.
And I've been in conferences where I've come down the aisles when the worship is going on and the organist and the praises and the dancers, and the anointing is so strong on me, I can hardly hold the banner up because I'm shaking, because the power of God has manifested and it's all over me and through me. And it's just the Lord. And then I've had people when I've come walking down the aisles falling out in the spirit when the banners come by. So there is something about, you know, when Jehoshaphat, when he was fighting against the Amalekites, or what do you call it, those mosquito bites, or one of them mites, he told the dancers and the praisers and those with the flags to go position themselves in the front lines. We all know the story. And God caused the confusion. The Amalekites had 3,000 men. Jehoshaphat only had 300, according to the word.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehoshaphat was victorious. So hallelujah. There's a lot in the spirit world that we have to understand about the power and the anointing that's transpiring here.
Yeah, I remember being in the Army. We always had a flag that we rallied around.
Yes.
And the same thing with the body of Christ. I mean, this is, for anybody who has any questions, all scriptural. That's what I love about it. And to me, it's just so powerful what God does when the banners are displayed and how we as a unity, a body, join together.
Oh, I so believe that. You know, I mean, speaking about bringing the banners up there, you know, and today when we were in worship, you
yeah.
brought that huge banner up there. And
Holy
is the Lord.
And the atmosphere changed, didn't it?
And it really did. And I looked at that and I was like, oh, Lord, you kind of moved it like you were like not fanning it, but you kind of moved it like forward and then back in different areas. And I kind of hit Alan on the side and I said, I want some of that, come on now, you know, because you could feel it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You definitely could feel yeah. it. Oh,
amen. And I know, Linda, you teach about the banners. You have a PowerPoint presentation, and can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
We've found so far 19 different ways the banners are used, and they're used in many different ways. One's to rally around, that we can all rally under the Christian cross, and all the different items that go with that. We have the banners for victory. They're victorious signs. They're celebration. We use them for celebration. And it's just an exciting time where we can just see the different ways that God is using them, and it's exciting at this time. Wow.
Amen. So we're going to give you the website to go to
yeah,
and invite Linda and G and to come to your church and teach about the banners and get with it.
Yeah. We're living in a time where we need to get with it.
Oh, yes.
You know? We need to rally around and make a declaration, you know, that He is the King of Kings and the Lord
hallelujah.
Of Lords. Come on. Slap me five. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I tell you, you have to head on over to bannersofworship.com. Hey, you guys are from Virginia.
Yes.
Okay. So you travel everywhere, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, to the different conferences.
Right.
And so all they have to do is basically go to your website.
Exactly.
And contact you and say, head on over here, right?
Amen.
Okay.
And we can also ship things out. You know, we also have a PayPal account where they can just do everything right on the email as well.
Okay.
But they're more than welcome to call, too.
And also,
Linda also does custom work. Like, a lot of banner companies don't do this, and I want to emphasize this. If you have a vision or you have a church logo, she can make it. Her hands are anointed. And you're not going to find that with a lot of other banner companies.
Oh, and I tell you, Alan and I can testify.
I'm just thinking about that beautiful banner they made for the conference, Outrageous Love, and it is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
and it speaks to you. When you see the banners, they speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're so anointed. So.
Yeah, they draw you in, don't they?
Yes.
You know, like you said, when that girl, you know, saw that banner and she just fell at the stand or the feet
of
the banner.
Right at the base.
Yes.
Of the
banner. You know, I mean, her life was transformed, and that's what it's all about.
Yes,
it really,
is.
Really
it
is.
Is.
So if you're looking for that, and I know we already put our word in about, you know, we want to head. See, people are already calling. They want the banners, man. I love it. Praise be to God. But it's so awesome. You know, I mean, we want to get one for the White Horse Training and Retreat Center, you know, and not only that, I mean, we declare to you, when it's up and running, we're going to have banners all over. So we're just praising God. And we thank everyone for joining us on
Amen.
Upfront in the Prophetic with Linda and Brother G. Henderson.
Amen.
And please go to their site. It's bannersofworship.com. Woohoo! Say bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
And thanks for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. Woo! Check out our website, too. Head on to pop'em.org, pop'em with the Holy Ghost. That's
Amen.
What we're talking about.
And we love you.
Amen. We sure do. Bye for now.